This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. Juz 21, day 21. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ in Surah Al-Ankabut. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as for those who strive hard in our cause, strive hard in our cause, we will surely guide them to our paths, to Islam and to getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'alluq ma'allah. And verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the muhsinun, the people who are focused on excellence in their deen. Surah Ar-Rum in this juz has a series of beautiful ayat mentioning all the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the middle of them is this ayah, which is the secret of a happy marriage. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and among his signs is this, that he created for you mates, wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them, sukoon in them. And he has put between you affection, love and mercy, mawadda wa rahma, love and mercy. Verily in that indeed are signs for people who reflect. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the same surah, Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydi nasi liyuziqahum ba'da alladhi amilu la'allahum yarji'un. Evil and sins and disobedience has appeared on the land and sea because of what the hands of men have earned by their evil deeds. Trials and tribulations, pandemics, epidemics, wars, all kinds of things. And why does Allah allow this to happen? Allah said that Allah allows it to happen so that Allah may make them taste a part of that which they have done in order that they may return to Him by repenting. So even the pain, the suffering that we have, thanks to our deeds, is a mercy from Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends it so that we change our ways and save ourselves from worse. Then in Surah Luqman, Allah said, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِزُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. And remember when Luqman said to his son, when he was advising him, O my son, do not join in worship others with Allah. Verily joining others in worship with Allah is a great zulm, is a great wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that zulm is the worst. And in zulm, the worst zulm is to make shirk. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Sajda the problem that the Quraysh had, and the problem, may Allah protect us today, till today, exists. وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, and then Allah said, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a very, very important aspect of our deen, alhamdulillah. And that is the issue of denying of the akhirah. This is the problem. The problem is not that people, that people deny Allah. They do that. But the worst is when they deny the meeting with Allah. Allah said, and they say, when we are dead and become lost in the earth, shall we indeed be recreated anew? Nay. But they deny the meeting with their Rabb. They're not denying Allah, they're meeting. Say, the angel of death who is set over you will take your souls, then you will be brought back to your Rabb. And if you could only see the mujrimun, may Allah save us from this, the criminals, the sinners, they shall hang their heads in shame before their Rabb, saying, oh, our Rabb, we have now seen and heard, so send us back to the world, we will do righteous deeds. Verily we now believe with certainty. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those who pray tahajjud, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِ يَذْوَنَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمْعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those people and said they get up from their beds, their sides forsake their beds to invoke their Rabb in fear and hope, and they spend in the path of Allah out of what we have bestowed on them. No person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do. I ask Allah to make us among those who pray tahajjud regularly, and we ask Allah for His reward. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.